I'm the regional outreach specialist for the Northeast region.
Now let's talk about moose. I've heard of one fatal collision the other night down near Temagami. That's the only one I've heard of so far, but there are quite a few anecdotes, at least, about people seeing moose on the roads and on the shoulders. Why do they come out of the bush at this time of year?
So moose and other animals can be attracted to the salt that's left along the roadways. It's an important mineral in their diet, so a lot of times they're out seeking that. Soon enough, the moose will also be seeking those open areas associated with roadways to get away from black flies and mosquitoes.
But we don't have any black flies or mosquitoes yet this spring, strangely enough, right?
Yeah, you're right. But they'll be out soon enough, and the moose will be seeking those open areas with the roadways to get away from the black flies and mosquitoes. So since there are no black flies and mosquitoes out just yet, it would probably more likely be they're attracted to that salt that's left along the roadways. Another reason is yearling moose are dispersed from their mothers in advance of the calving season, which can result in an increased of sightings along the roadways as those cow moose are pushing away last year's moose, the yearlings, and you'll see them out on the road.
They haven't quite figured out what they should be doing and where they should be going.
Yeah, they're the teenagers of the moose world.
How healthy is the moose population in this region?
Ministry works to manage moose populations according to the direction set out in Ontario's CERVID ecological framework. So we have a number of methods. You've probably heard of our moose aerial inventory. So the moose aerial inventory surveys are used in Ontario and many other jurisdictions across the North America moose range. These surveys are flown each winter across the province using standard set of guidelines to estimate moose population and associated population demographics, such as bulls, cows, and calf numbers.
And do we have a lot of them in this region? A lot of moose?
Well, I'm just going to have to kind of reiterate that these are some of the ways that we estimate or we work to moose populations set out.
But do we have an estimate as to a number?
I don't have that information for you today.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No problem. We've already covered with the OPP last week how not to come in collision between a vehicle and a moose. Basically, you can't avoid what you can't see. Is there anything else you want to tell me about moose or moose behavior?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, if you spoke with the OPP, the ministry would like to reiterate, remind drivers to be vigilant during low light periods due to increased wildlife this time of year. Something else I would add is that, you know, moose are usually very elusive animals and they want to avoid human contact. So no matter how friendly it appears, the ministry would recommend that, you know, no one should ever approach a moose. Moose are capable of finding natural foods on their own, so they should never be fed by being provided with non-natural foods from humans. Although that's well-intentioned, feeding wildlife can often do more harm than good.
Yeah, and they're not cute little puppies. They are wild animals, and they're pretty big. And they will defend themselves if they're threatened, right?
Well, they're very large animals, and they can be dangerous, so that's why we'd encourage the ministry would encourage people not to approach them.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you for this, Bill.